2020 has, of course, been a challenging year, a time of loss for many, a journey of sorts for all of us. Our political commentator Neil Milner joins us for the last time this year with a story of a different kind of journey. And Neil, this one not related to politics.
Not related to politics at all, which is one of the reasons I picked it, but also because in some ways what you, I don't want to say learn, but what you observe from this is very much related to the kinds of things that we go through in this year of COVID. It's really a story that appears in Bicycling magazine. It's about two guys who did not know each other and, in fact, never really get to know each other, who decide to make journeys across Europe and Asia in different directions. Independently, they decided it. One, Noel Cagle, decides to pedal from Portugal to originally Shanghai, and then he goes to a different part of China instead. And the other is Leon Whitley, an Englishman who, after a year teaching English in South Korea, decides that he's going to pedal home to England via China, which turns out to be not the case because he has to make a detour pretty much around China. The little bit of the story is that out of nowhere, literally nowhere, in the middle of a desert in Kazakhstan, in a very fraught part of the journal, on a straight, hot desert road that seems to go on forever, there is a little tea house, which is essentially a water stop and a little bit of a shelter. The two encounter each other. And the story is about that brief encounter, but also about what the motivation was for each one of these guys. And before we go into that a little bit more, let me tell you what it wasn't. You know, nowadays when people make these kinds of journeys, they become very commercialized. One of the ways that adventurers pay for journeys is to have a sophisticated social media operation to get sponsors and so on. In this case, it was in 2013, one of them has a blog, which is very primitive and no ads on it at all. And the other one, Noel said he wasn't interested in any kind of commercial aspect at all. So they set off on their journeys. And that's where the story starts to become interesting, because you pay attention to the sorts of ways that they look at risk and the way that they look at things like risk and things like faith in others and things like dealing with uncertainty and embracing it, all of which struck me when I read it as things that we've all been wrestling with during this period of time. Neither of them is serious bicyclist. One's dad owns a bicycle shop in Wisconsin. That's Noel. He knew how to fix bikes, but he was not a serious, and he would do long-distance riding, but he was not a serious rider or a racer. Leon used to do long bike rides, but he couldn't even afford a decent bike for the 15,000-mile journey. And that's the background.
You know, you mentioned that reading this in the time of COVID makes it different, and that's true for everything in terms of even rereading classics or favorites. Certain things take on different aspects because of the environment we're in right now. But you talk about the idea of risk and about mitigating risk and about how they looked at this, and one of them being told the world is a dangerous place, and the response of, you know, if you listen to people, you're never going to go anywhere.
Right. Yeah. He was, you know, what's interesting about, that's Noel. Both of them are really high-risk people who are willing to go into danger. But it's not machoized. It's not politicized. It's just that Noel says, yeah, you don't go anywhere if you think it's best to go out and explore and realize the world is a good place. That is, you start with the idea that it's a good place. And one of the reasons that he did, he said, look, you're riding a bike, you're vulnerable, and people sense that, and they want to help you. And those two things really drove him, really motivated him for, you know, about a 10 to 15,000-mile journey. Leon is a little bit more spiritual. He talks about the Tao of travel. And one of the things that's so important about the Tao of travel is to embrace the things that can happen randomly to you. He was very much interested in knowing that one day you'd have a good day, another day you have a bad day, and you never know. This is very different to me from the kind of, let's call it the rationalization of risk and faith that is so much a part of our lives when we calculate what to do about COVID, whether to wear a mask or not wear a mask. This is a very different kind of explanation.
You know, and you mentioned in terms of Leon and his situation, part of that, the whole idea, again, in a COVID context of dealing with uncertainty, and Leon really thriving on parts of that, of, you know, enjoying the idea of when he started in the morning, he didn't know where he was going to wind up that night. You know, and you have different tolerances, I guess, for uncertainty within different people. And that's another sort of aspect of this, that when you read this in the context of the times that we're in, uncertainty is another thing that comes up.
No, absolutely. Yeah, the funny story that he tells, that Leon says, he embraces uncertainty. That's part of the tale of travel. And he says, you never know what's going to happen. And he said, sometimes you have this great experience. He was wild camping one time in Southeast Asia, which he had to go through to make a 99-day detour around China. And he's sleeping, and there's this beautiful flock of starlings flying around and just making a beautiful sight. And the next morning, he wakes up, and he sees that the starlings had pooed all over his equipment. So, you know, he saw it that way. You know, no one should think of these people as models for your own individual life. But they're, and you ought to read this thing just because it is a really good yarn. It's a good story. But still, there is something to learn about these very different approaches to what they were doing. Maybe the most interesting part of the article, the article hardly talks about this chance meeting in the Kazakhstan desert at all, but it became very important. If you think of not seeing anybody for days, and to think that one guy's coming from Europe or coming across Asia, and he sees in this hot day this little shack way out in the desert, and the other guy sees it coming from coming east to west, sees it from the other place. And they finally meet in this cabin, and just, you know, kind of randomly. And one says to the other, what the hell are you doing here? And the other says, oh, what the hell are you doing here? But for one of them, it was formidable. And you talk about the karma of travel and kind of randomness. Leon, traveling from east to west, his bike was totally falling apart because the spokes were breaking. And Leon had been carrying a spokes adjuster, which is like a little kind of small wrench, which he had no idea how to use. He was using it, he said, as an amulet.
The other one had the knowledge but not the tools,
right.
And the one with the tools didn't have the knowledge, but meeting
exactly
together,
right,
was able to come to that. That's part of that great yarn, as you describe, and thanks for sharing that, Neil.
Yeah. Fine, yeah. Remember, the other thing, just as a reminder, there is no epiphany in these. Both of these guys, at the end of it, don't have an epiphany. Their life takes on some peculiar changes. They're not sure how much it really motivated them. They did it because they wanted to do it.
Doing it because they wanted to do it. Thanks very much. Talking with Neil Milner, retired professor of political science and contributing editor. Today, taking a long view on the Tao of travel.